It's predicted hundreds of thousands of people will have to self-isolate at home as Omicron spreads through the community. The government and health officials are urging people to prepare by figuring out how they can isolate infected flatmates or family members from the rest of the household. But how realistic is that? Charlotte Cook investigates.
The traffic light is flashing red and Omicron is in the community. Current guidelines say everyone who catches the virus and everyone who lives with them, as well as their close contacts, will need to self-isolate. And the government is urging people to plan ahead for that.
Think about how you could set up your home to minimise COVID-19 spreading. Draw a map of your home and mark out your zones, for example, shared areas, isolation areas and a sanitising station.
But this Wellington renter says effective self-isolation will be impossible for her house of five people.
We kind of came to the conclusion that if one of us gets it, all of us are probably going to end up catching it at the same time. The way that the flat works with the kitchen and everything, and bathrooms and entranceways, there's no way of really avoiding each other.
She says based on past experience flatting in other houses, lots of people will be in the same situation. This mother living with three young children says the idea of hiding in your room alone seems far from reality.
At home, I don't think it would be possible for us. It'd be very hard to hide from my three younger children, and my husband would have to handle it all as well as looking after me.
She says it's frightening that the only option seems to be to catch the virus together.
It's so scary, and knowing that it just wouldn't work makes the thought of it even worse.
The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment is in charge of managed isolation. It says people in the community who catch COVID-19 are directly managed by a local public health unit. From there, they will receive instructions and advice specific to their situation. But for the most part, it will involve home isolation. People who are close contacts also have to isolate for 10 days. And anyone they live with is considered a secondary close contact and must stay at home until the primary close contact gets a negative test on day 5. The chief executive of Auckland health provider The Whenua, Tevita Funaki, says his organisation has seen firsthand how some families struggled with home isolation.
We ran into it during Delta when they tried to isolate the tension within the family of those that were positive, almost like neglect. Some were actually isolating in the car or outside in the garage. They had no facilities. So the importance of actually having it. Early engagement and, you know, the checklist for our families now, just to get an understanding within your own household. If this is going to happen, how are you going to isolate?
The Unite Against COVID website has advice on how to prepare for isolation, and the government says people should arrange a buddy who can deliver food and other supplies if they are forced to stay at home. With cases predicted to go into the thousands per day, it says people should prepare now.